Tokenized U.S. Treasuries on BNB chain hit 3.5B market cap. Tokenized U.S. Treasuries on BNB chain have reached a $3.5 billion market cap, according to a Cointelegraph post on May 8, 2026. The figure puts BNB chain among the larger venues for on-chain government debt, even as Ethereum continues to dominate the category overall. The headline number lands during a flat week for crypto majors. BNB itself trades at $641.12, down 0.3% on the day, but up 3.4% over 7 days, while BTC sits at $79,897 and ETH at $2,081 as of May 8, 2026. The treasury growth therefore stands out as a structural story rather than a price-driven one. BNB chain's quieter path to 3.5B, most tokenized treasury issuance, still flows through Ethereum and a handful of permission chains used by traditional asset managers. BNB chain's path to $3.5 billion has been quieter. Built mainly through products from BlackRock-aligned issuers, Franklin Templeton, and stablecoin-adjacent yield wrappers that wrote into short-duration U.S. debt. The appeal for issuers is straightforward: lower transaction costs than Ethereum mainnet, a large existing retail base on Binance, and easier composability, with on-chain stablecoins already deployed across the ecosystem. For users, tokenized treasuries function as a yield-bearing alternative to idle stablecoin balances, with most products targeting a yield in the low single digits, aligned to short-dated T-bill rates. Context: inside the broader RWA market, on-chain treasuries crossed $8 billion on Ethereum earlier this month, as covered in our tokenized treasuries report. Adding BNB chain's $3.5 billion brings the cross-chain total comfortably into the low double digits in billions, with smaller pools on Solana, Polygon, and Avalanche. The trajectory matters for two reasons. First, tokenized treasuries are now the second largest real-world asset category on-chain, behind only stablecoins. Second, regulators in the US and Europe have started to treat these instruments as the cleanest test case for tokenization rules, since the underlying asset is the most liquid and standardized debt in the world. DTCC's plan to launch a tokenized securities platform in October sits in the same pipeline. The difference is that BNB chain's growth is happening on a public permissionless network rather than a consortium rail, which is the friction point regulators continue to debate. Reading the number carefully, a $3.5 billion market cap does not mean $3.5 billion in unique demand. A meaningful share of tokenized treasury balances on any chain comes from a small number of large holders, including DAOs parking treasuries, market makers using the tokens as collateral, and crypto-native funds replacing stablecoin reserves with yield-bearing equivalents. That concentration is the main caveat. Withdrawals from one or two whales can move the chain-level total by hundreds of millions in a week. The headline figure should be read as a snapshot of where on-chain capital currently parks, not as proof of broad retail adoption. It also coincides with renewed legislative momentum in Washington. The White House has signaled a July 4th target for the Clarity Act, and tokenized treasuries are one of the categories most directly affected by how the bill defines digital asset securities versus commodities. Practical takeaways for users. For holders comparing yield options across chains, the BNB chain milestone is mostly a liquidity and access story. More tokenized treasury supply on a chain you already use means tighter spreads, cheaper minting and redemption, and more places to use the tokens as collateral inside DeFi protocols. For crypto card users, the connection is indirect. Some stablecoin spending products and yield-bearing balances behind cards already route a portion of reserves into tokenized treasuries to generate carry. As supply grows on more chains, the operational risk of any single venue concentration drops slightly,